In today's Mishnah, we're on the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the fourth parak of Masechta Gittin. The Mishnah begins: Eved Shenishba, an Eved Knani that belongs to Israel, who gets captured, Ufadahu, and other people redeem him. This is after the original masters sort of give up hope of retrieving its Eved. Then Im Lashum Eved Ishtabed. If those redeemed him with in mind that they want this Eved to be their Eved, then Ishtabed, then this Eved now belongs to those that redeemed him. If, however, they want to redeem in order to be free, then lo ishtabed. No one can treat him as an eved. This eved Kanani would now be considered a free person. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, however, disagrees. He says, bein kach or bein kach ishtabed. Irrespective of how this eved was redeemed, he would have to go back to his original master. Now, why is that? It might seem unfair. Well, the issue is Rabbi Gamliel foresaw a potential problem. Any Eved who is not so happy with his situation will simply run away and make himself available to particular captors. And then when he's redeemed, that will be his way of getting out of his current arrangement, either being Eved to somebody else or simply to be set free. Let's continue. Eved sha'asa rabo apotiki l'achirin. An apotiki means is that if someone loans money from an individual, he can say that you're going to collect specifically from this property of mine. Portiakai, meaning the word is a single word, is a conjunction of those three words. Portiakai, this is where you're going to get your money from. And from this only and nowhere else. And what happened is, in this situation, he made his eved the apotiki. However, the person who borrowed the money then shichuro set the eved free. So shuat ha-din, according to the strict letter of the law, in ha-eved chayev klum. His eved is set free and isn't obligated to pay anything to the lender. However, but there's a concern. The lender would, from that point on, would say, there's my Eved walking down the street, even though legally he's not his Eved Bichlal. But by way of the arrangement, it would appear that it is his Eved. So, kofin et rabo, what we do is we force the second person, meaning the malve, the lender, firstly for oselto ben chorim to set him free, and then for kotev, and then the Eved would write a shtal al damav, would write a contract almost like that I owe this malve money, based on his value. Kat explains that if the value of the loan is more than his value, then he would write that sum of money in the shtar. What do you mean his value? Meaning the value that if he was still an eved, how much would the going rate be for such an individual? How much would be sold in the marketplace? And that's again mipnei tikkun olam, because again, despite the fact the letter of the law is not his eved, by way of the arrangement, the person can simply go down the street. The lender says, there's my eved walking along, when he's really just a free person. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, eino kotev ela meshachrer. The tikkun olam that was instituted according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is simply to free him. I mean, even though he doesn't need to be freed, this lender would have to say, you are free and you're not my eved. However, what about the money? Well, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, all the financial matters has got nothing to do with eved. The lender would have to take it up with the borrower. Because despite the fact the financial arrangement was that he could only collect the sum of money from this eved, nonetheless, he's what's called hezek shibodo shel mave. He has caused damage to the lien that the lender had, which is, again, he was meant to take the funds from this eved, and now the borrower has completely removed that ability from him to do so by freeing the eved. So therefore, there is a legal claim because he's what's called a mazik, he's damaged that financial capacity that the lender had. Then there is a claim that the lender can have on the borrower, and they have to sort out between them. But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, this eved has what used to be an eved. This individual is free to go, and he has no financial obligations to this original lender. Let's continue with Mishnah. It says, Mi shechetzio eved vechetzio ben chorim. So you can have a situation where the person is in half an eved and half free person. How so? That is when two people together, b'shutafot, in partnership, buy an eved knani, referring to. And then one of them decides to set the eved free. But he only has a 50% share. So this eved is now what's called chetzi eved, chetzi ben chorin. So what do you do? Beit Hillel says, oved et rabo yom achad ve et atzmo yom achad, divrei Beit Hillel. So going to Beit Hillel, will sit his half eved, half ben chorin. Then simply one day he's on work, one day he's off. So one day he's considered free, the other day he has to go and serve the other partner who hasn't set him free yet from his half share. However, amru lahem Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says Beit Hillel, takantem rabo. You've sorted out, you've basically made the masters happy. These two partners, you've found an arrangement to satisfy them. However, etatzmo lo takante, but you've left this eved in quite a situation where he's stuck. as we'll explain. Lisa Shivcha, he cannot get married to anyone. He cannot marry a Shivcha Kananit, Yefshar. Why? Because half of him is a Ben Chorim. And in Israel, a Ben Chorim is not allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananit. He can't marry a Bas Chorim, he can't marry a Bat Israel, Yefshar. Why? Because he's still a half Evet, Shekfar Chetzio Evet. He's still a half servant. So what should you do? Yibatel. So do you want to live in this funny state where you cannot marry anyone? Halon livra ha'olam el lepriyovia. The whole world is created for human beings to reproduce. Shinema loti uvara l'sheva yetzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world for it to be left desolate. Consequently, what do we do? So according to Beit Shammai, they say, elim ne tikkun olam, what we do, due to tikkun olam, so in others, Eved can marry and reproduce and have a family. We say, kofin et rabba, we force the second master in the partnership that hasn't yet freed him to osel to mechre, to free him from his share. The kotev shtar al chetzi damav, and then since that second master didn't really want to free him, and we're simply forcing him to free him, then this we would write was almost like a financial document, such that this Eved who's now freed is now obligated to pay the second master who was only freed him under duress for chetzi damav, for half his worth in the shuk. And that way, the second master didn't want to free him, it doesn't lose out financially, but this Eved is completely set free and he's able to marry who he pleases. And ultimately, this is one of the cases that we've learned previously, V'chazru Beit Hillel la'arot k'divrei Beit Shammai. The Beit Hillel ultimately saw that Beit Shammai was correct and retracted and agreed with Beit Shammai in this instance, such that we force the second master to set him free, and that financial loss it is incurring of being forced to do so, the Eved is obligated to pay this second master. Those in Mishnah today.